This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
See there, I'm not talking. I could be talking, but I waited. I didn't talk right away. The subtle message in that is what's on your mind is just that. A conversation about what's on your mind. What I try and do every day on this program, sometimes get it right, sometimes don't, is to... When I'm talking, channel what you're thinking. And I'm able to do that really pretty easy because you're not shy in sharing what's on your mind. And you don't just do it in the next 2 hours every day. You do it often, by email, by text, and by calling. So my job isn't tough. What I want of this world, of our nation, is less important to me than what you want. And quite honestly, the greatest example of that was a guy by the name of Donald Trump, who I knew as a guy I met at a White House thing because he was famous because of reality TV shows and being a developer, but otherwise didn't have much, you know, interviewed him a couple of times, but didn't really ever think of him as presidential material. And he came on the scene, and the vast majority of this audience saw him as a perfect president and supported him through and through. And I was, dancing around with, could I live with Jeb Bush? What do you think of Marco Rubio? Like, who could win? Ted Cruz? I like Ted. I'm going to be in Ted's camp. Well, maybe Ben Carson. Maybe it's time for a non-traditional president. Don't go Ben Carson. And all the time, the audience was saying what? Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. I remember very clearly the day that I heard the clip of Donald Trump when asked about John McCain's service to this country, and he said some variation of the following: my heroes didn't get captured. And I buckled at the knees.
I know.
I said, this guy's done.
Yep.
He's off the map. You can't say that and have a political life beyond it. I was wrong. I came on the air and said just what I said, and people said, I don't care. There's too much to fix in this country. A story I've told before on the air is the anguishing time when Kevin and Chris Cramer, then Congressman Kevin Cramer, were dealing with a very sensitive, difficult, painful family situation. They had a son struggling with addiction, who had significant health issues as a result of it, and they were being asked to consider a run for the United States Senate against a formidable Democratic opponent, incumbent, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Kevin Cramer became a U.S. Senator because Donald Trump said to him and his wife, Kevin and Chris, it will be tough. People will say bad things about you and your son, and it'll be ugly at a painful time. But, and I quote, from Donald J. Trump to Congressman Kevin Cramer, soon to be Senator Kevin Cramer, America is worth it. America is worth it. And that's what converted a no for many, 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 many months to a yes. And now he's a U.S. Senator. Let's go back to the comment about John McCain. Was it wise? Was it smart to say? Probably not. It was very, very descriptive of what we were going to see over the next number of years from Donald Trump, a non-traditional candidate. You got to remember that always. He's compared continually with previous presidents. You can't do that and make any sense of it. He's plowed his own ground. He's done his own thing. Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. So repulsive as it might be to say something about somebody's military service being lesser than because they were captured in the Vietnam War pales in comparison to what America faces in its future. And what America needs now is fight. And what I love about this audience is you got that long before I did. Long before I did. Ben Carson, I was supporting, going into the Republican convention in North Dakota. He was here, he spoke, and I had a massive heart-to-heart conversation with him. Actually, Kevin Kramer and I were together. Kevin, by that time, a full-throated Trump supporter and had been really early on. His wife, Chris, probably even before him, which mirrors the Hannon family. Never doubt the women. The wives, they just got that gut instinct. It's unbelievable. Anyway, Ben Carson, heart to heart. I said, here's my deal. What's his compass? What's the end game? Does he love God as much as God loves him? And I got the right answer on all of them. From Dr. Ben Carson, one of the smartest people on the planet. Kindest, wisest, wonderful human being. Both him and his wife gave me every answer I wanted to hear. So I became a Donald Trump fan. But it was months after the audience was. I was late to the party. I like to think I did my due diligence. That's all a long way of saying what I say, what I think really doesn't matter. It's, I believe, a reflection of the audience, but I can get that wrong because I got to process a lot of information and get it to you. But I'm always more interested in what you have to say than what I have to say. And the venues for you to do that are many. And they are calling the show. Grab your cell phone right now and dial in a number I'm about to give you. Go ahead and push send, and then later put in your contacts, whatever. Whatever station you're listening to, you know, Scott, what's on your mind, whatever. And then use that to text me, not to call me. You can call me the first time, but then it's in your contacts. To text us anytime. Whatever your gut feeling is on any issue. And by the way, it could be I could care less about what's going to happen in the presidential election. I don't care. I care about my ranch. I care about my farm. I care about my family. I care about the roads in front of me. I care whether bees are, you know, too close to the highway and therefore a detraction to, you know, distraction and danger to motorists on motorcycles, whatever. That's my compass. You're my compass. You tell me what's most important to you. That's how we guide. What are we talking about? What are we doing? You're doing it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is why when I press on for this microphone each day, it's not work. It's not a chore. It's what I love to do. It is a labor of love. Because the salt of the earth, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping, for understandable reasons, people of the Northern Plains make it so easy. You're just unbelievable. There's so much wisdom there. There really, really is. Collectively, the wisdom is unmatched. It really is. So, I adore you. I really do. I love you as much as God loves you. I really do. And appreciate that feedback and that input. Here's the number. If you still have the cell phone in your hand, it's not numb yet. Here's the number. 701-258-0550. That's the number to call. So you want that on your speed dial. Here's the number to call me, but we don't want you to call me beyond today and getting the contact in your phone. Is that making sense, Kevin?
Yeah.
You dial somebody then it's in your contacts rather than have to remember the number, write it down. To text me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, here's the number. 701-367-2054. To call the show, 701-258-0550. Within the sound of my voice, 1% of you have texted, called, or emailed you. 99% listen, appreciate the show, enjoy the show, but don't share the feedback. I'd like to move that number, you know, maybe 95.5 to motivate folks that listen but don't interact to doing that. Even if you didn't want to do that anonymously to my phone or the email or whatever. Don't worry that I'm going to say your name on the radio when you don't want your name said on the radio. But I love your feedback, and it can be anonymous. And that's why the show is yours. So, while I have plenty of things to cover on the program today related to your feedback, when I start the show, I want to know what's on your mind. And that could be new and fresh and something different. Could be a snowplow, could be a highway report, could be whatever. Whatever is in the moment and happening, I want to know. Okay? I'll give you the Todd Mitchell update when we come back. Todd's had a little health scare, a little ticker trouble. All is well now, but I'll give you an update on that and get to your calls when we come back so you can tell me what's on your mind. I can shut my app and you can talk. Call us, 701-258-0550.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pals at Pucklich, because they just keep bringing it. They keep bringing it. It's just amazing to me. Every week, an incredible deal at their Valley City store. They have, of course, the famous Bismarck Pucklich Chevrolet as well. And the store in Valley City is of the newer, I guess the last few, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years now. I don't know exactly how long it's been, but great addition, great facility. I was there recently talking to Steve and Steve and really enjoyed it. And Elise and their whole family, just a really incredible operation. They're like family. They just treat you so well and just love the place. But, we have this deal of the day, we call it Wednesday Wheels, where they lay out a ride that is generally one that's been traded in pretty quickly. A lot of times bought new there, and then they know the truck. And this one's a pickup, and with today's weather, maybe a pickup. This is a 2010 that you can get for less than $20,000. Come on. 2010 Ford F-150 XLT, built tough. Four-wheel drive, Super Crew. It's got a nice beige color. That's sharp. Comes with a 5.4 V8 liter engine with a 6-speed automatic transmission. Get a load of this. One owner trade from Valley City. Got just over 100,000 miles, which is nothing for 10 years on the road, right? That's 10,000 miles a year. On the lot right now, it's $17,495. But you drive it home today for $16,500 if you tell them you heard about it on the radio. My vehicle's a year newer, and it's got double the miles on it. It's got like 212,000 miles on it and runs like a top. So there you go. 800-401-4352. If you want to snap that up quick, I'd call them. 800-401-4352. Ask for Steve Rosbidell or any of the team there. Can help you out. Stop in if you like, prefer that, want to see it. 721 West Main Valley City. Or go online, check it out, PucklageValleyCity.com. To find out more, Pucklage is North Dakota's home for Chevy. John and Hazleton, what's on your mind, sir?
Hello?
John, are you there?
Yes, yes. How are you doing today?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
My question is, whether you're Democrat or Republican, if you're going to be sending out all this money to all these foreign governments, and I know that they're going to say that it's for national security, we're trying to build relations and blah, 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 but, everybody that sends money out, you're always going to have some kind of a return, and I don't think that it's going to be national security. I really believe that these politicians, they're getting something else in return, and it's not exactly for the American people itself.
I think, John, you share the view of a majority of this listeners, of our listeners, this audience, and also the country. When you do a deep dive, here's a good middle ground between the swamp and foreign aid helps us in greater goals, blah blah blah, and we should never give a penny to any foreign entity ever. Middle ground to me would be, you know what? We've had some issues of late that piled on debt, started really after 9/11, and what we needed to do in response to that to build up the military and the loss of revenue, and has continued through COVID and other things where we're getting a debt that is unsustainable. It's been unsustainable for a while. How about a 5-year moratorium, 10-year moratorium? We're going to pour every penny. One of my favorite billionaires, nice man, I won't tell you his name, but he's a gem of a guy. You wouldn't know he had a penny. Billionaire, and we did some work for him, and we were negotiating the contract, and he said to me, we built this company counting our pennies, and I'll never forget it. He was trying to negotiate with me, but he did, by negotiating with me, lay out a groundwork that we count pennies here. How can I argue with that? Because we do, too. And the vast majority of this audience does in everything they do. They count your pennies. Those are important, too. Foreign aid is pennies in the overall budget, but we need pennies, too. We got to reduce the debt. Right now, in this country, we are contemplating whether every American should get another $2,000 from the federal government just for being an American, right? And just for having suffered through COVID. Okay, that's $500 billion above the $600 that has been approved. Is that the right thing to spend money on? Given COVID, I the economic stimulus, I don't know. The president has gotten in front of that train when he wasn't there before. He was originally, signed on to the 600 and then sort of said, no, I want 2,000. I don't know. But it's more important than foreign aid, right?
I completely agree. And it would sure be nice if any of these politicians would actually start addressing our debt.
Amen to that, John. Thank you. Good common sense in Hazleton. Let's jump the border, go to Minnesota. Fergus Falls, Kevin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, I've talked to you a few times. Anyway, I want to cover the January 6th rally and more information about that. I've got a friend down in Florida, and 14 of his buddies are going up to D.C. on that day. They're ready to stand and make sure nobody drags a Trump out of the White House. It's disconcerting, but how much more information do you have about that big million-man rally? I mean, this could be the biggest rally of the year, and they're going to voice something out
there. Right. I am still unclear. I'm still unclear of what is happening on January 6th. I know it's one of the reasons we scheduled Mike Lindell to be here next hour, because he's been very wired in with the president's team, Rudy Giuliani, Jenny Ellis, Mike Flynn, all of them. So I'm hoping to find out more in the next hour about the answer to your question.
Okay,
I'm unclear. Thank you, Kevin. Here's my suggestion at this point related to do I go, do I not go. We've been inundated. Now north of 1,000 people saying, if you put a trip together, we'll go to D.C. with you on January 6th. Right now, I'm of the mindset to pack myself and Kevin Flynn and maybe Alex Taylor from our Flag Morning Show in a plane and get there to be there to cover whatever it is that happens. But I'm not at a point where I'm ready to suggest anybody else spend their good earned money to do that yet, because I don't know enough about what's happening. But I think everybody's instinct is to just be there. I got to know what's there before I recommend that for you. I just don't know. To give you an idea, I called Senator Kramer. I said, what do you know of what's happening on January 6th? He said, Scott, I have a call-in that's been arranged by the White House to Jenna Ellis, Trump campaign legal, and Rudy Giuliani, Trump personal lawyer, to ask, okay, what is the plan? What is your wishes for January 6th in the Congress and with our constituents that want to come? He's not gotten a call back for like 3 or 4 days. Folks, that's unheard of. That never happens. When a senator calls, they jump, right? So I don't know what's going on. I don't. Let's start the call next with Mike in Wyoming. We'll probably have to finish after the break. But, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just kind of irritated. I heard a congressman or senator or somebody talk about how he doesn't want to give $2,000 because people that are going to get the money haven't lost any money. Well, a company I work for is, I don't know, 25,000, 30,000 people. Took a 20% pay cut across the board. We still had jobs, but I know lots of people who got their hours cut during COVID over the summer and still had jobs, but did a good job. And the people are like me who have saved our money and aren't strapped. Now he thinks we don't deserve a check. And I'm like, so give it to other countries. I'm just irritated and mad.
Understandable, Mike. Understandable. And you make a very good point about lost hours and reduced pay and all of that as well. My question to you, and you can answer after the break, is the $2,000 worth it for another half a trillion in debt?
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen, and only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After blocking a Senate move to vote on increasing coronavirus stimulus checks on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. In it, the checks are increased from $600 to $2,000, but it comes with attachments that may not work, probing allegations of election fraud and a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects social media platforms from being sued, are included. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana's 5th District died Tuesday evening from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. He was 41 years old. Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near-zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by MyPillow, my friend Mike Lindell will be here in a few minutes. I love that guy. You know why? Does he make a mean pillow? Yes. Best on planet Earth, no doubt about it. Does he make great towels and bathrobes and sheets and the whole works? Just a world-class entrepreneur. Dog beds are incredible. He is a patriot. This guy is a patriot. Leads with who he is, his faith, which I love. By the way, we're called to do that, just so you know. Trying to remember a recent conversation I had with somebody about somebody who was a foe. Is Holland Cook, buddy of mine, national radio talk show consultant, was ripping on Lindell because he wears the cross. Like, you shouldn't do that. You're getting people to buy stuff because you're using the cross. I'm like, dude, do you know him? Shut up. Are there people that do that? Yeah. I mean, there's hucksters in that game, no doubt about it. Mike Lindell's not one of them. That's who he is. He leads with that. So I love buying his stuff. But he's just a great patriot. And we have a great arrangement with them where you get better deals because you listen to us and you buy from him. And it's on. The Christmas special is still good. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 800-506-9028. I'm not going to tell him I told you this, but he is north of $10 million. In personal investment for things like the Sea to Shining Sea tour, the March for Trump tour, he put up $2 million to buy Dominion voting machines.
Okay, that's true.
Yes, true.
I read it. I hadn't heard it. I was waiting to ask.
He put up $2 million to buy the machines.
Dissect them.
Exactly.
Yep. Wow.
So
I'd heard that.
If you can't be in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, if you can't be there, if you can't, if you want to, like, I want to support this, but I can't get there, I can't do anything, buy some pillows, because you're supporting the effort in another way. Buy some bathrobes, buy some towels, buy some sheets, because you're buying it from a patriot, and you're helping a guy out who's trying to help save America. 800-506-9028, that's the toll-free telephone number, use the promo code Scott, or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. So Mike in Wyoming is back. We started this conversation on the front half of the break, and he was saying, hey, I don't need it. Tell me I don't need it when I've been laid off. The company I work for, 30,000 people. Much of us took a pay cut. So don't tell me I don't need it. Look, a lot of people need it right now. The big question is it the federal government's obligation to hand out checks to people who need it? So my question before the break, Mike, was, I get it. You make a very good point that I hadn't thought of before related to reductions and things that have happened due to COVID. Is it worth going from 600 that's been passed to 2,000 when it means another half $1 trillion in debt for our kids and grandkids? How would you answer that?
Well, you know, I've still got my money in the bank they sent me last time. And I know people probably irritate them, but Scott, I don't have a house payment. I don't have a car payment. And I don't go on big vacations, and my kids don't get a lot of expensive stuff. So the biggest problem our country has right now is people are living above their means. People don't take care of their parents. People don't take care of the family. And if we could just get back to that, and $7 a day for every American from the government, I'll guarantee you Americans are paying more than $7 a day in tax to the government. So, no, I don't think it's too much. Do I think it's absolutely necessary? No, but there's a lot of people that need it right now, and I don't see how you can't do it. Because you're giving more than that per person to every country you dumped all that money to. If you just cancel all that, you could easily pay it to the Americans. And I think we should take care of home before you dink around. And maybe people could figure out to get ahead and not be behind the eight ball on all these costs of interest and everything else. And pay up front like people used to. I remember my dad didn't have a new vehicle till he was 60 years old. 60, Scott. So if people would learn from older people about taking care of themselves and not wasting their money, I think we'd be a lot better off.
I don't know the answer to your assertion that if we canceled foreign aid, whether we would be able to do this, and it'd be dollar for dollar. If that's true, I couldn't agree with you anymore for the reasons we stated, even if it's just short term. But your point about taking care of your parents. So if we look at the federal debt, a tiny portion, not tiny, but I mean the small share is what they decide to spend $2,000 checks on, $600 check on. Are we going to build this road? Are we not going to build this road? In other words, what they call discretionary spending, what they can decide to spend on, what I've got left to spend, is small compared to entitlement programs, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, which we pay for. I don't really count that in that. But if you take your example of taking care of our parents and we take that burden off the taxpayers, one-third of the case, you would have a completely different situation. You'd erase the federal debt in, you know, a short period of time. So that's a very good point.
By taking care of the parents, I'm not talking about not giving them Social Security, not giving them Medicaid. I'm talking about just not having two homes. Your parents having to have their own home. And when I was a kid, Grandpa and Grandma moved in with us. They stayed with us. They didn't have their own house. They stayed with us. And
I get it. I get it. But I'm saying if they stay with you, they don't have to go in a nursing home, which many, many times the federal government pays for. You know,
exactly. And if the government would kick a little money to the families to take care of their families at home, we wouldn't have this nursing home death race that we have right now. I mean, they're paying $5,000 to $7,000 a person to keep them at home. If they'd give the family a couple thousand to keep them at their house, it would be so much better. It wouldn't even be close. But right now, we're just in a government's just kicking money everywhere. And it's because they're there for 40 years and they don't care, Scott. They just don't care.
Mike, appreciate your wisdom. Call again. Thanks.
Sure.
You too.
But we need to fund gender programs in Pakistan.
Something in the water in Wyoming. That's all I'll say.
Something
in the water. Look at these two men in blue here. Are these deputies? Are they police? What are they?
Police officers, yes.
What'd we do?
Nothing.
They're waving at me, and I'm wondering what we did.
I believe they came up to just see the facility and say hi.
Yeah, well, did they really?
Did a little tour, and yep, got a picture with the flag there.
Say what you just said on the microphone there, Leah. Leah Baxter was here. Digital goddess.
I didn't get his name, but one of the deputies is retiring this year and was taking some photos with his buddy and wanted to do it here.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, because we got that beautiful flag.
Portrait out there.
Yeah.
We do. We have a ginormous flag, which was custom done for us. It's one of a kind. It's a you know, not a flag. It's a portrait, and it's in a frame. Not a portrait. What would you call it? A painting.
Painting, yep.
Yeah. And so they took a picture by that and took off from there. It was pretty cool. I think they were deputies. I think they were sheriff, but they had police flak jackets on. God bless them. God bless them. Oh my gosh! You think of the abuse our law enforcement have taken? Talk about 2020 and you know, Ferguson Ford. It's just makes me sick. But I'm glad we live here because there's a lot less of it here.
Oh,
it's still there.
Amen.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, John and Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind? Tell me, John.
You know, lots of good callers, including the last one this week. I've been trying like the devil to get in. You know, it's like Henry yesterday. You know, I'll tell you what chaps my hide about our congressional delegation in a nutshell. Every one of them has sold me on how they're going to stand up and fight for me, fight for my rights, fight for my Second Amendment rights, fight for pro-life, fight for the Constitution. And I'm sorry, but they are, what's the best word I can describe? Spineless, in my book. They've become, you know, and it's not just our delegation, but it's a lot on the Republican side especially. They've all become spineless. That at the very best, they become mildly reactive to something that's looking to take away our rights, and yet they can't even be proactive and fight back. You know, I was always taught that at a certain point, you quit retreating and you fight. You fight for your life. And that's, you know, the way I view our country right now. We're fighting for our lives as conservatives, as common sense people, as people who believe in God, as people who believe in, you know, everything that's right in this world on a common sense level.
I'm going to give you some unvarnished feedback on your assessment of the congressional delegation in a second, but I want to first read an email I just received that was sent to Senator Kevin Cramer from a listener. And I'm not going to say who that listener is because I didn't ask for that permission, so it doesn't really matter. But I want to see if this tracks with what you're thinking, John. Hello, Kevin. No response from you. 15 exclamation points. Do you think you could be like Esther in the Bible? Were you born for such a time as this? One, with all the unbelievable, totally astounding evidence that there were multiple ways used in cheating for the Biden vote. Two, why isn't there follow-up, such as surveillance videos of other voting locations at 10:30 p.m., along with what questions have been asked of the people who were caught? Three, totally hard to understand why you, along with others, are not standing side by side with President Trump. Four, President Trump stood for you when you were running in North Dakota. So why would you abandon him now? Five, there are not just a few crackpots saying this was stolen, but a very lot of very credible people who certainly need to be believed. As a reminder, we've been totally behind you and your efforts. When you asked, we gave substantial donations. An early big help for other friends of yours in tough Senate races. No doubt there are plenty of things we don't know, but it appears the whole Republican crew of senators have something they're scared of. Why else would they not be aggressively supporting President Trump? To me, it actually appears that your family and property have been threatened, or that there are bad things in senators' closets which they don't want revealed. You are an elected U.S. senator from our fine state of North Dakota who were elected by us, the people. Please respond to these thoughts and ideas. We want you to stand powerfully for our President Donald Trump, just like he stood for you. That's a version of what you just told me, John, of what you'd like to see from him.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly, Scott. I think that, you know, the thing that annoys me the most, like I said, I was sold a bill of goods by Kelly Armstrong, by Kevin Cramer, even by John Hoeven, you know, and I'm a big Second Amendment guy. You know that. And that's what chaps my hide. We live in North Dakota. North Dakota is a state where we fight. We fight for what's good. We fight to take care of each other. You know, we stand up. We do what we need to do to get it done. And these three apparently are just sitting on their hands, afraid to do anything. And I don't get it because, I'm sorry, there's so many things that they could do and still get reelected.
The biggest surprise of this call is that John's from Fargo, because there's a lot of wisdom in there, especially that Second Amendment stuff. You know, there's unfortunately sort of a vibe that one gets from Fargo that is not like your views, John, but I appreciate them. I will address the issue of our congressional delegation and any blame that they deserve in this, and sort of give you my two cents on it. It might be a little contrarian to both the email and the call, but all is love and fair and play. We'll continue with more after this. Don't go away.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations?
With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's nothing like the home cooking at PetroServe USA, and I know if you've not had it, you go, come on, Scott, that's a convenience store, it's a propane operation, they get me my fuel in the winter, how do they do the food? I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. I mean, there are truck stops in, you know, Valley City and some of their larger locations, their convenience stores in other neighborhoods, but their home cooking is really, really good. And it is home cooking, and there's grab-and-go convenience with it. They have daily specials at a lot of locations, from Euland, Minnesota, to Bismarck, North Dakota, to everyday specials like chicken and the 4-for-4 special, the pizza, really good pizza, too, not one that's been sitting in the warmer for hours, you know. Really, really good. Really, really good. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two really good homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink for $4. That's four things for $4. Try that at the cafe. It just doesn't work. So you're going to love it. Today is Wednesday. You buy two of those fresh-baked cookies, you get one free. So a three for you. Bring one home for mom. All Pepsi products, $5.99 for a 24-pack. Can't get that at the big box or convenience or grocery stores. $5.99, 24-pack. I know a little something about Diet Pepsi and the price. I'm here to tell you. All right. 10 before the top of the hour. Back to your calls in a second. I want to address the email and the call from our friend in Wyoming. First of all, it is impossible to do what I've done for as long as I've done it in North Dakota to not become friends, I would use in the term of Kevin Cramer, and fond of in the terms of John Hovind and Kelly Armstrong. In other words, I know Kevin, I know Chris, I know their kids, I know him, he's a personal friend. I'd count him among my best friends. All right? That's just full disclosure. So when I say something about Kevin, I'm going to say what I would say to him, and it isn't always peach and cream, but I'm going to do it with a sort of lovingly brother kind of way, okay? Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, you know, I know they're wives. They're both amazing, more amazing than even the men in the family. You know, I know they have kids, in the case of John Hovind, grandkids, but I'm not friend-friend, okay? But I respect them. I appreciate them. And I would tell you that if we have Donald Trump on this show right now, he would tell you those three, especially Kevin, because Kevin has put his political capital on the line on many occasions for President Trump, and would by any measure be among the top five, I'd say top two supporters of Senator Cramer in Washington, I'm sorry, President Trump in Washington, D.C. So you got to look at January 6th and everything else through that lens. And by the way, same thing with John Hovind. John Hovind, across the desk from Donald Trump on many occasions, how do we get this done? John Hovind doesn't beat his chest and say, I'm a Trump fan, I'm a Trump fan. That's not how he operates. But Donald Trump would tell you he's been there when they needed him. Kelly Armstrong, same thing. Judiciary Committee, everything else. I would say Kelly's support is a little more superficial because I think he isn't kind of a Trump guy. He gets what a political juggernaut he is, but Kelly's more of a sort of a, you know, Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, I've got to play the game, you know. It's just he's calculating, and he's a new House member. He's got to do that. I'm not saying that critically. I'm just saying that's probably smart politically for him. And John Hovind would go to the wall for President Trump and has, just does it more quietly. Do not do anything other than share your opinion with these guys on what you'd like them to do. Lose the threats. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to get you where. But be forceful in what you believe. Take the time to call them, email them, text them. That's important. Because there is a disease in Washington, D.C. known as the swamp. And that disease is in everything. It makes COVID look like child's play. And when you're in that bubble, it's very easy to get pulled that way. I think Kevin Cramer has the best vaccine against it of anybody I've ever seen. But it happens to him, too. He gets the sniffles. He gets a little of the flu. John Hovind, probably less so of, you know, sort of disconnecting from what he believes versus what the swamp believes. You know, always wants to fight for folks back home, but does it with all of that. And again, Kelly's new, so you're kind of getting your sea legs about you before you know, you want to be loved, you want to move up the ladder, but look, Kelly Armstrong's a North Dakota guy, John Hovind's a North Dakota guy, Kevin Cramer's a North Dakota guy. They're going to be North Dakota through and through before they're going to be D.C. every day. I hope that helps. I hope that helps. That's my unvarnished, didn't hold one thing back viewpoint on what you ought to think of the congressional delegation. Okay? A texter reminds me what's important. He says, Scott, God bless you and yours. Let's end abortion in America. Happy New Year. You want to take on something that makes a difference? It's not the debt. It's not Donald Trump. Although Donald Trump has been better than anybody in that position for that cause, which is one of the reasons I would die for him. I would fight for him to the death. I would die on that hill for him because of what he's done on that issue alone. The defense of innocent life. The defense of innocent life. What else is more important? I don't think anything. I really don't. And I think it's how we'll be judged, if you know what I mean. Did we take on that fight, or did we sing louder in the churches as the train full of innocent lives moaned and cried for our help? Really believe that. Matthew in Walker, Minnesota. Lucas in Crosby, North Dakota. Kristen Dickinson, Larry in Fergus Falls. Bad news is time for break. Good news is you get to talk to Mike Lindell next.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.